Greg Kelly Show.
Hello. Hey, how many thoughts does the human brain have in a day? There's some debate about this, and researchers seem to believe 60,000 thoughts a day go through your brain and my brain. That's a lot of thinking, don't you think, right? That's a lot of stuff. And you can't send 60,000 texts a day. You can't say 60,000 things to your friends, family, coworkers, associates, right? You don't. They are making such a big deal, trying desperately to make any little thing that Trump said in 2017 or 2016 or 2015, yeah, you know, maybe we should do that. I don't know. Into blockbuster information that turns this case upside down and totally sends Trump up the river because he said something to Hope Hicks once in 2017. According to Hope Hicks, this is not incontrovertible. It's just a mess. It really is. And to see our president every day, he's back in court right now. Back in court. Can you believe that? Everything that's going on, and they're bothering him. The world is on fire. Jewish people are being harassed. I know we've gone over this, but it just hits me again. I mean, this is real. This is happening. It's now 3 weeks, and he's essentially grounded. And now that judge, that nervy judge, God forbid you criticize anything about this, Donald Trump, he's now threatened with going to jail. You heard about that, right? The judge is like, I am this close to sending you to jail. This close. This close? Hey, by the way, the race is very, very close. The race is close. The race right now, Donald Trump has a slight edge to basically they're tied. Imagine that. A guy with four indictments in a criminal prosecution right now is tied with the president of the United States, Joe Biden. As he gets off of Marine One, Donald Trump has courtroom sketch artists looking at him, right? And you know how we're programmed to think about those guys, right? They always kind of seem guilty. But the mainstream media must acknowledge that this is still a very competitive race, one that Trump is probably going to win, in my opinion. But listen to this from the Sunday shows.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos starts right now.
Dead heat.
Let's get out and work together and get this done.
We will make America great again.
6 months to Election Day. Our new poll shows a tight race for the White House.
Wow! Jonathan Carl, not George Stephanopoulos. There's some fake news right there. Dead heat. Tight race. Our polls, our analysis. Imagine if Trump weren't in jail or in custody, basically, with this judge. He can't leave. He can't say what he needs to say. What would the race be like then? What if we had a full and fair debate about what's going on in the world and in the country? Joe Biden would be losing by 20 points. Right? I mean, you can't defend this stuff. You can't defend losing in Afghanistan. You can't defend not having a border. You can't defend sexualizing children. You can't defend any of that crap. So they have to run on other stuff, abortion and fear-mongering about Trump. You can't run. You can't swing a country if you're anti-Semitic or at least tolerating anti-Jew hatred. And that's what Joe Biden is doing. You know, they're always saying that Donald Trump is sending a dog whistle to racists. It's a dog whistle. I've never known Donald Trump to hint at much of anything, right? He just lets you have it. Boom, 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 boom. When Joe Biden just weekly came out, I think it was Friday, anti-Semitism, but we got to protect the Arabs and Palestinians. All right, we can't have any of that Islamophobia. What is Islamophobia? I'm annoyed with Islam, but I'm not fearful. They're aside. Islamophobia. Where is it? Where is that happening? Anyway, a couple of little things. I'll just remember this again. It's indefensible what Joe Biden has. Indefensible. No border, chaos in the world, sexualizing children, inflation going crazy. He wants to tax everybody. He blows off the Supreme Court. Talk about a guy who's not for the rule of law. He, in contempt of the Supreme Court, remember when he was yelling and screaming at them? All the justices right there at the State of the Union. So a couple of little things from the trial that actually should be very, very big things. Number one, I kind of put it together. You know, Trump is charged with falsifying business records. and that these checks to Michael Cohen were really for something else, and they needed to be reflected as such in the records. Well, business records, business records, business records of or relating to a business. I'm looking at the check that Donald Trump wrote to Michael Cohen. And you know what this is not? It's not a business check. It actually is a personal check. I have it right here. It goes, it has Donald Trump's address, 725 Fifth Avenue. It has his name, Donald J. Trump. It doesn't say the Trump Organization. It's from his personal account. And he's writing it to Michael Cohen. Who is Michael Cohen? His personal attorney. I also looked it up. When Trump became president, Michael Cohen was suicidal that he didn't get a job, but they made him feel good. Hey, Mike, you can run around saying you're my personal attorney. Sure, what the hell? Go for it. I mean, my real lawyer, he doesn't seem to mind, a guy named Mark Kazowitz. So you can do that if it helps you. I want to help you, Michael. So he runs around saying, I'm the personal attorney to the president. And I have this documented. It goes all the way back. He made a formal statement, Michael Cohen. And all of these counts apply to checks that were written in 2017, just about all of them, 2017 into 2018. So a person, they're not business records. And the Trump team brought this up to the judge before the trial. And in a 30-page convoluted, can't understand it ruling, he basically is doing backflips to say that, no, this is a business record, or we're going to let the jury figure it out. That lets him off the hook right there. Falsifying business records. It's not a business record. You know, I paid a lawyer once. I had a pretty hefty fee that I had to write a lawyer a check. And I don't think I made a record of it. I guess I declared it that I was it tax deductible. I don't even remember now. It's a dozen years ago. A tax record. I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, I'm not a business. I was, you know, somebody made an allegation. I had to take care of it. I had to fight. I had to fight for my freedom and for my livelihood and for my name. And I fought like hell. And I was vindicated. I was exonerated. And, you know, about 6 weeks later, you get a bill. What? How? What? These lawyers. Whew. Anyway, my guy did a great job. But they're always looking at their watch, and they're always writing down the time that they think about you, are with you, having just anything. And the bill can be crazy. So I wrote the check, and that's that. Is it a business record? That was like, had nothing to do with my business. Whatever that was, being on Good Day New York, I wrote a check from my personal account. I didn't have a Good Day New York checking account. I wasn't the CEO over there. And Donald Trump, he has things that he buys, you know, himself, not the business. That's what this check is. It's a personal check. Nobody has alleged that this is a business check. I think that's pretty significant. The judge discounted it because the judge is totally on the side of, well, he's a Democrat, and his daughter's making money. Hey, here's something else about all this stuff. You know, I keep hearing that Matthew Colangelo, he is the top prosecutor on the case under Alvin Bragg. And they run around saying, you know, he was an associate attorney general, and that makes him number three at the Biden Justice Department, number three. Associate attorney general, to me, doesn't sound like the third ranking guy. It sounds like everybody there probably calls themselves an associate attorney general. You know, it just doesn't sound like, you know, like there are a million associates at a law firm. Well, I looked it up, and there's a big organizational chart of the Justice Department, and it goes like this. Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, Associate Attorney General, and there's only one of them. And it was Matt Colangelo, who is now in a courtroom downtown. He's working in lower Manhattan in a local court, a notoriously dingy kind of space. Yeah, that guy, the number three guy at the Justice Department. You know who was the number three guy at the Justice Department at one point? Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was the number three guy at the Justice Department. He didn't go work for some district attorney, Alvin Bragg, or anybody else. No, he became a superstar. He decided he wanted to be the U.S. attorney, which is a big, big, big deal. a big prestigious deal. It's so amazing. I got the chart right here. What is this Matthew Colangelo going from the third highest ranking guy at the Department of Justice, and then he works for Letitia James, and then Alvin Bragg? That's beyond fishy. That's really, that's bad stuff right there. And it gets totally ignored. It's not repeated. It's just, and the other thing here, I read the silly transcript over the weekend. Hope Hicks. All right, I get it. She's pretty. She's a beautiful girl. Same goes for Cassidy Hutchinson. You guys are knockouts. Probably do very well on Tinder. If we went to single bars anymore, you girls would be surrounded. Maybe on whatever it is you do. Yep. So what? I mean, remember cartoon characters when a hot girl would walk in, you know, Betty Boop or whatever, and their eyes would bulge out of their head, the tongue would fall down to the ground. Remember that? It's kind of like what the media is like when pretty girls show up. And Hope Hicks, it must be significant because it's Hope Hicks. It's Hope Hicks. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. So what did they have her do on Friday when she shows up? They ask her all about the day the Access Hollywood tape came out. What were you thinking? How bad was it? Who did you talk to? Who did you call? Why did you call them? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. It happens all the time. It was a negative story, and we had to figure out what we were going to do about it. It's also known as politics. That's a big thrust of their case, that this Stormy Daniels thing had to be neutralized after the Access Hollywood thing because, there was no way that women voters were going to tolerate Stormy Daniels coming forward. Well, people forget what was really going on right around then. That 16 women came forward with different allegations against Trump, all kinds of allegations. And they were, you know, some were serious. I mean, they were lying. Remember the lady from the plane? He was like an octopus. She said Trump was like an octopus all over this lady in the first class seat of a plane where everybody can see them. And it wasn't a flight like to Paris where, you know, they dim the lights and who knows what's going on in the back or in first class. It was on the D.C. shuttle. And he says that she says that Trump. So these women accused him of assault. Donald Trump was accused of not assault by Stormy Daniels, hooking up. It just would not have been a big deal. And now it's apparent that why they justify to themselves, why they have to bring up this Access Hollywood tape, which has nothing to do with false records. Well, because of the Access Hollywood tape, they had to write false records to neutralize the Stormy Daniel things. It is all so much garbage. And I'm going to go to court, actually. I decided I'm going to go to court. I'm going to go to court this week to support President Trump. I pulled some strings, and I think I can get a front row seat. That's going to be happening a little bit later this week. I would love to whip out my iPhone and start taking pictures. I'm not going to do that. I will follow the rules, but I got to see this atrocity for myself. Be right back.
Greg Kelly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
No graduation for Columbia University. They just canceled it. Do you remember your graduation? I remember my high school graduation. I remember my college graduation. Kind of anticlimactic. It doesn't really, you know, it's too many people. It's just too many. You don't feel all that. It wasn't a big deal for me. It didn't feel that special, to be honest, you know, because you just see this. I knew it wasn't. I don't know. It's not the biggest ceremony in the world. I guess it's nice to have, but I was in that situation, though. Gosh, did I really get a diploma? You know what I mean? I opened it slowly. Oof, it's in there.
because they had a habit. You know, who the hell takes high school seriously in 12th grade, right? I mean, you once you get into college, you kind of blow some of that stuff off. I sure did. It's very generous of my high school to give me the that diploma in the end. Hey, Trump was speaking to the public again, right? This morning, and on his way into court, and then again on the way out of court. They're on a lunch break right now. I want to hear what he had to say. Go ahead and hit it, please.
Can you testify?
That first question. As you know, they've taken away my constitutional rights, so I'm not allowed to answer that question. This has never happened in this country before. It's a ridiculous thing. It's a ridiculous case. I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. Take a look at Greg Jarrett this morning. He went on. Take a look at Andrew McCarthy or Jonathan Turley or Mark Levin. It's like they say there's no case here. And yet the judges gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict. The judge is totally conflict. It's totally conflicted, and you ought to take a look at it. And I'm not supposed to be talking about it. But I am allowed to say that the judge has a conflict that, like, nobody's ever had before. You ought to take a look at it. He's taken away my constitutional right to speak. I was in Miami this weekend, and reporters are asking me questions, the same questions like you're asking me, and I have to say I have a gag order. I can't speak about it. Never happened before, ever. Number one. Number two, it's a fake trial. They have no case. And it's been absolutely proven now. They have no case whatsoever. This is Alvin Bragg doing it for political reasons for Biden. This is a Biden trial. He's a crooked president. Now, it just came out, Columbia just canceled their commencement. Axios. Columbia just canceled their commencement. That shouldn't happen. And it also came out that the protesters, many of the protesters, are backed by Biden's donors. Okay? Are you listening, Israel? I hope you're listening, Israel. Hope you're getting smart. But they're backed by Biden donors. That's where the money's coming from. And I'm not surprised at all. There's many other articles, many of them having to do with the gag order and the unconstitutionality having to do with the gag order. And it is unconstitutional, and it shouldn't be allowed. And I wish people could move a little bit quicker, the appellate courts, because the whole world is watching this, and they see what's happening. More importantly, frankly, they have no case. They have absolutely no case. It's a political hoax. It's election interference. Anything they can do, and even the witnesses they want to bring up, they have nothing to do with the case. This is a ridiculous situation. Not fair. Not fair. But we will fight. Thank you.
Awesome. Clear cut. We will fight. I love it. Everybody should be sticking up for Trump like that. Where the hell are you, Mike Pence? Thinking about voting for Joe Biden still? Hey, we have this. Hamas just accepted a ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. It's actually up to Israel, but this just happened. Hamas accepts a ceasefire proposal.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
Hey, this is Diego the Engineer's own music.
Yep.
Not bad. What instrument are you doing?
I'm doing everything. Except drums. The drums are electronic. This is just a demo.
Very cool. Is anybody going to start singing?
No, it's an instrumental.
Do, 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 do. All right, stop. How's that supposed to make us feel? What is it? What's the point? What is the mission of the music? I like it, by the way. I do.
It's nostalgia.
Nostalgia for what?
For your childhood. You know, it's named it after my sisters, their imaginary friends, Zoe and Stella.
Your childhood?
Yeah.
This just sounds like good music.
Oh, thank you.
It doesn't make me think of children, but this is personal to you.
Yes, right? It's personal to me.
All right, very nice indeed. We want, let us know when the entire album is out. Actually, very, very good. And the piano and all the stuff.
Although, then again, he did use basically artificial intelligence for the drums. I will just say that there are a lot of good drum players out there who could use the work. Hey, this Hamas thing, you know what? I'm sorry. Hamas is about to get its ass kicked in Rafah, as they say on CBS News, Rafah. And now they want a peace settlement. Now they want a peace agreement. Well, maybe they should have thought of that before they burned those women and children. Maybe they should have thought of that before they raped those women and took old ladies prisoner. I don't know if I think a ceasefire is appropriate right now. You know, there's still a Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. I would like it that there's no more Hamas. They can't agree to a ceasefire, period. They have to be eliminated as a force. Hamas people flying off to Qatar, flying off to Egypt, brokering a deal with them. Well, you're not at war with them, pal. You're at war with Israel, and Israel's about to finish this war, and it should be allowed. Doesn't have to ask for permission. And Tony Blinken and the rest, you guys should get the hell out of Israel. Stop hassling them. Let them do the job and support them. Now, the latest thing is this, and I think that this is going off of the recent past. This sounds like impeachable behavior. Joe Biden has stopped a weapons shipment. Weapons and ammunition have been halted from going to Israel. How about that one? Now, it wasn't up to Joe, actually. I think the American people signed off on that deal, right? With all the money going to Ukraine, all the money going to Taiwan, we wanted money going to Israel and weapons going to Israel, and Joe Biden is getting involved. The last time, remember when Joe Biden heard something, Donald Trump heard something very suspicious on TV. He heard Joe Biden bragging about getting a prosecutor fired in Ukraine, and that was pretty weird. Right? Why would he be bragging about that? And what the hell is going on? Oh, Hunter Biden works in Ukraine. Oh, Hunter Biden works for a great big oligarch who doesn't like the prosecutor over there. Oh, yeah, I think we should look into that. And there was word that they kind of like held up some aid because we wanted to make sure that the Ukrainians were worthy of the aid and they weren't screwing around on us. Well, they impeached Donald Trump over all of that. They impeached the man. And, this sounds like it could be impeachable behavior. I am awaiting Israel's response. Everybody is awaiting Israel's response. By the way, right now they have a guy named McConney, McConney. He worked for Trump. I think his first name is Ken McConney. He worked for Trump for like 35 years, and they're hassling this guy. He is an honest man who probably, you know, when a subpoena comes your way, when you get subpoenaed and you got to go downtown to talk to the prosecutors, it can really rock your world. It can really rock your world. Doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes people are just not ready for that. They're not equipped for that. McConney just wanted to be a good accountant. He did not want to be hassled by prosecutors. He didn't want to have to hire lawyers. He didn't want to have to go through all that stuff. And now he's going through all that stuff, and it breaks his heart. Alan Weisselberg, a 77-year-old man, right now is on Rikers Island. Nonviolent offender. Offender, I put in quotes. He wouldn't chirp for the DA Alvin Bragg, and he's in jail. How many 77-year-old men in New York State are there in prison right now? There are a handful. Guess what? They're convicted murderers, rapists, and people who stole money from other people. Alan Weisselberg didn't do any of those things. How is this happening? And where the hell are the Republicans? Where the hell are the Democrats? Aren't there any decent ones left? How about you, Bill Clinton? You know this is a bunch of crap. You do. You know, I know you got to investigate. We didn't like that at all. Ken Starr. You remember all that stuff. Well, it's happening, but it's 1,000 times worse. And it's a horrible thing to be happening in America. I can't wait to go to that trial. I can't wait to take it all in. I'm going to take it all in. I think people tell me I need to be there to really appreciate it. Well, okay. I'm reading the transcript left and right. And right when I read this transcript, I appreciate that this is a fake case. It is a totally fake case. And Poor man. Let me just go through some of the highlights that I wrote down. Nothing. Nothing at all. Ooh, this was pretty good. You know, Columbia Law School, they put that letter and they said, our students need to get a full passing grade at law school because they've been so traumatized by the white supremacists in the NYPD who brutalized our fellow students. Therefore, they want passing grades and they don't want to take final exams. Can you believe that? Can you? How disgusting is that? They've been, first of all, the cops aren't white supremacists and they didn't brutalize anybody. And if they did brutalize anybody, well, that person needed some brutalizing. All right. I mean, you know, sometimes cops have to use force. Yeah, I'm being glib, whatever, but, you know, that doesn't mean I say it in jest. But sometimes cops have to use force. That's why and it's legal. It's legal. So those law students want to stay home. And I thought, you know what? Columbia Law School, there has got to be a kick-ass guy who went to Columbia Law School who would be totally outraged by that and even sickened. And I found one. Ever hear of Wild Bill Donovan? Lieutenant Colonel Wild Bill Donovan. He actually created the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor to the Central Intelligence Agency. Wild Bill Donovan did a lot of things in his life, including he was a Medal of Honor recipient. In France, in World War I, Lieutenant Colonel Donovan personally led the assaulting wave in an attack upon a very strongly organized position, and when our troops were suffering heavy casualties, he encouraged all near him by his example, moving among his men in exposed positions, reorganizing decimated platoons, and accompanying them forward in attacks. When he was wounded in the leg by machine gun bullets, he refused to be evacuated and continued with his unit until it withdrew to a less exposed position. And you know what? He showed up to work the next day. He did not take the rest of the war off. And these wimps at the Columbia Law School, the violence we witnessed last night has irrevocably shaken many of us. Videos have circulated of police clad in riot gear mocking and brutalizing our students. Some of them definitely deserve to be mocked. A crowd of people that proudly represent their membership in a white supremacist neo-fascist hate group were storming our campus just days ago. Whoa, man, that's a horrible thing to say about the cops. What would Wild Bill Donovan? He got a Medal of Honor for that. And yeah, he's a graduate of Columbia Law School. Can we get him on the show? No, he's dead. How long has he been dead? Okay, a long time. I know he was dead. So, you know who's a real hero? My friend, Tom Cotton. I consider him a friend. I've interviewed him a number of times, although I'd never been in the same room with him. A total superstar. Could be vice president someday, but that doesn't matter right now. Happens to have gone to Harvard. Happens to have gone to Harvard Law School. Happens to have joined the Army after law school, not to be an Army lawyer, which is a little bit easier, but to be a platoon leader, an infantry platoon leader, and he went to Iraq. Not that that stuff really matters anymore, but it is impressive. But what's really more impressive is his fight for American liberty and his utter contempt for these rats who are hassling Jews on American college campuses. This is great stuff. Tom Cotton yesterday on the fake news.
Defense industrial base, but that's largely a practical difference about circumstances here in our defense industrial base. The Democrats, though, they have deep philosophical divisions on Israel. That's why you see all these little Gazas out there on campuses where you have people chanting vile anti-Semitic rhetoric. That is not something that's going to go away.
Well, let me ask you about that. We saw President Biden come out. I mean, I'm sure you think it was too late, but he did come out and he clearly condemned the violence. He's condemned the anti-Semitism. I assume you agree with what he did, even if it was too late.
No, I think you're mischaracterizing what he did. Yes, it was absolutely too late. It was 2 weeks after these pro-Hamas fanatics had taken over a lot of campuses and set up these little Gazas. Second, he didn't specifically speak to what they're saying and what they're doing. They're chanting Final Solution or telling Jews to go back to where they came from. They're spray painting buildings with vile anti-Semitic hate. He said, well, we shouldn't have anti-Semitism or hate speech in the abstract or Islamophobia. Where are the encampments, John, on campuses spreading Islamophobia? Why is Joe Biden so equivocal? Why does he have to draw moral equivalence between thousands of students who are setting up these little Gazas all across America, engaged in hate speech against Jews, assaulting Jews, disobeying the law, and some fictional encampment that's spreading Islamophobia?
Can I ask you just three or four times now, just use the phrase little Gazas? What do you mean by that?
Well, they call themselves the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They're little Gazas.
I mean, are you... It seems like you're mocking the situation in Gaza.
These people do deserve to be mocked.
Well, no, Gaza. I'm talking about Gaza. We had the World Food Program has just now said that there is an outright famine in parts of Gaza. Tens of thousands of people have died. I mean, you're using this phrase, little Gaza's.
Which is 100% the fault of Hamas. Just like every civilian casualty in Gaza is 100% the fault of Hamas. Yet Joe Biden, for 7 months, has leaned on Israel, has pressured Benjamin Netanyahu, has told them to stand down when they get attacked by Iran, has said that they can't go into the last holdout where Hamas has its final terrorist battalions. But no, these students on campuses, they deserve our contempt. They also deserve our mockery. I mean, they're out there in their N95 masks in the open air with their...
Is that great? They are wearing silly masks, and they're demanding food be delivered to them by Uber. Uber Eats, and the administration must cooperate with us. And later on that show, that's the George Stephanopoulos show that is most of the time hosted by people other than George Stephanopoulos, including John Carl, and they had the panel come in. Remember, these people portray themselves as neutral, as straight down the line neutral reporters. Well, they had the woman in the headdress from NPR. NPR, everything we know, she leans left, hates Trump. Alyssa Farah Griffin was the Republican. She is now a professional Trump hater. That's why she has a show on The View, or that's why she's on The View. That's why she's on CNN. Yeah, she's a halfway decent looking person. And hey, enough with that stuff. You know, we don't turn on television to see hot girls, all right, or men, or whatever you're into. There are places to go to see that kind of stuff. We go for ideas, content. It doesn't matter anymore. Too many of these executives, they fall in love with Alyssa Farah Griffin. Oh, wow. You know, granted, there aren't many circumstances where a 59-year-old man can have lunch with a 30-year-old girl and for it to be like on the up and up, right? Well, that's one of the reasons why over there at CNN, they are obsessed with the way women look. It doesn't matter. It's such a throwback to another era, and not a good era, in my opinion. We've all moved on, right? And I got to move on. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. Listening to the Greg Kelly Show.
Everyone's talking about this Tom Brady roast. Tom Brady just sits there and they make fun of him. Some of the jokes seem pretty good. Some of the jokes, I don't know, but I love that Jeff Ross guy. We're going to fire up a couple of moments from it and see how funny it was or wasn't. It's on Netflix right now. I am sick of I'm sick of all the shows. I'm sick of that's all anybody talks about. Although I did see a decent show, A Man in Full, based on the Tom Wolfe novel. And you know, they're all alike. They all look alike. They all feel alike, these shows, but they do have a way of worming us in. All right, phone calls. Joe, you're in Mount Sinai. Don't get too angry on me this time. What's up?
I'm not angry at all. The other day, I went to a supermarket, and somebody approached me with a petition to try to get this guy on the ballot, a clean water candidate for Congress in the first congressional district. His point was clean water. You know who that candidate is? No. CNN's own John Avalon. They tell you that they're running as a clean water candidate just to get on the ballot, and then they'll trick you. And once if they get in, they'll vote 99%. To put their foot on your neck.
So be aware.
Foot on your neck. I knew you were a little bit angry. Yeah, look, it's okay to be angry. I'm not, but I don't want you to be too angry. All right, John Avalon. What the hell is clean water? I mean, I know what clean water is. What do you mean he's running on clean water? Like, that's his issue? Is that a party? What is that?
His issue. So you'll. So
the water is fine. Is anybody out there in your district talking about the water?
The water's terrible out here.
Is it? What's wrong?
You need a razor blade to clean it off your shower.
All right. So what's wrong out here? All right. So what's wrong with the look? John Avalon is, I don't agree with him on politics anymore. I used to agree with him on some stuff, but yeah, he's gone kind of woke and weird, but I like him as a guy. I do. Well, let me ask you this. What would be the problem with some politician saying, I'm going to clean the water?
Nothing, because that's the trick they're going to say. Who would say to you?
Tell me anything you know. All right, before you get, tell me other than him on CNN, what do you know about John Avalon?
He's married to Margaret Hoover.
Yes, he is married to Margaret Hoover. All right. Other than, okay, he has a wife. What else do you know about him?
Well, he's a turncoat. He's not a Republican. He was a Republican strategist at one point.
Oh, right? Good. You're good. You're good. He actually worked for Rudy Giuliani. Look, what do you want? I mean, it's a free country. He's allowed to vote. You're allowed to say, I'm not signing that signature. But I hope they do clean up the water out there. I'm not aware of that. I mean, you can drink it, right? I mean, it's not poison, right?
No, it's not poison. It tastes like crap. I drink bottled water.
Everybody does, seems like.
Yeah, but
you shouldn't have to, or you get a little filter thing. Look, I mean, that's America. All right. So somebody approached you in the store and you want to vote for the guy who likes clean water. You said no, you didn't sign the petition. So that was very healthy. That's all healthy. That's all fine. I don't have a problem with that.
One other thing, if you could indulge me.
Yeah.
Curtis had something on this guy, Bishop.
I don't like it when you guys tell me about other shows and you have your grievances with other shows. That's the thing. I can't stand that. All right. I don't want to know about any other show. I love everybody here, but you guys always have some issue with something that somebody said on another show. And, you know, it's like you're allowed to run for office and make promises and you're allowed to not sign petitions. And people are allowed to say stuff that you disagree with on the radio. Nate, hello.
Yes, good afternoon. So pretty much I wanted to really quickly address what you asked. You posed a question last week, and it was to the effect of what is my problem with police. I wouldn't phrase it quite that way. I would say what is a concern
with policing.
All right.
Nate, you and I now on the phone go way back. All right. You're always taking little shots at the cops. I don't know what happened to you. At some point, maybe you were arrested. Something happened, and you don't like cops. It's okay. I mean, that's my non-nuanced assessment of you based on, you know, what has it been, 3 years of talking to you on occasion. It's okay. I mean, it's actually, I disagree. I think you got a bone to pick. That's what I think. I think you got a bone to pick.
Right, but I wouldn't say it's primarily personal. But
it is a little bit personally right there, right? I mean, it's personal. It's not primarily, in other words, it's personal. So what happened to you? What happened to you? I want to know what happened.
Okay. Brief synopsis. Pretty much, I was actually arrested by something called the Hate Crimes Task Force.
How insightful am I? I didn't even realize. All right. So you were arrested by what?
The Hate Crimes Task Force, basically intel within the police department.
Holy cow! When?
This is you wouldn't believe it. It's almost 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Well, they weren't arresting for nothing 20 years ago when it came to hate crime. Now you can get arrested for, the wrong thing on your Facebook page. So what did you do?
All right. So basically, I wrote a political statement about the war in the Gulf on a construction wall. And, basically they brought me in, they asked me a whole litany of questions. And as any attorney would tell his...
Well, did you threaten anybody in the thing? Did you threaten anybody?
No, not at all.
You sure about that, Nate?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today.
Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.